Okay, not hearing any. Dave's getting out of a boat, and my wife bought an RV, so now we're getting in the RV world. So lots to do. That's been keeping me pretty busy here this weekend and this week and probably for the next 2 weeks. A lot of things to do on it. So it keeps me hopping. We'll go up to KC8SDL with NAERL on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Rob. KC8VOA.
KC8VOA in a group. Kilo Charlie, Sue Douglas. Well, very good, Rick. Welcome to the camping world. You'll love it. Very good. I had my camper. Unfortunately, due to health reasons, I had to sell my camper, but I had a lot of fun with it the years I had it. Miss Finney, sorry for your loss, ma'am. Very sad about your loss. We'll be thinking about you. We'll say a prayer. And by the way, and also, happy upcoming birthday. So you enjoy your birthday. But again, sorry for your loss, Minnie. Yeah, I was going to say, the end of show in Cairo is 9th, 10th, and 11th of August in Cairo. It's the fairgrounds. And if you get a chance, I know you got the camper and stuff getting it ready, but you're cordially invited to drop in and see me there. I'll be set up with my engines running. You're welcome to come like to eyeball you. You can see my engines at the time. So, other than that, getting ready for the show. It's only a week and a half away, so it's getting pretty close here. And I'll go over there probably Wednesday or Thursday to set up. And the Hall Hilton these days is a newfangled tent. You just step inside it, you lift yourself up, it's already pitched and deployed, and there you go. Pretty easy to use it. I use it up at West Ranch, but it got a little chilly up at West Ranch 2 weeks ago. It got quite chilly there. Well, actually, last week, the weekend of the 20th, it got pretty chilly up there, but I survived. Hi. Okay, other than that, that's all I got to report. Yeah, again, had a really nice day today, and good luck on your boat there, Dave. I hope that gentleman is fantastic. Yeah, I lived there for quite a few years. A nice place up there, so. Okay, Rick, I hand it back to you. You have a good week, and you take care. KC8YV, or I did it again, KC8BOA in the group, Kilowatt Charlie 8, here's out to Lima. 7-3's, Rick.
Okay, Rob, you have yourself a wonderful week, and if I get an opportunity, I know it's looking pretty busy right now, if I get an opportunity, I'd love to swing out to the Carroll Fair. Next, we'll go to N8ERL. With WADW on standby. Go ahead and pick up there, Dave.
I just wanted to send condolences to you, Minnie. I'm so sorry for the loss of your sister. It's always so tough when you have a family member. And my goodness, Minnie, you sure had your share. I just don't know what to say. It's again, my condolences. And going ahead, August 2nd, which I guess is this coming Friday already, is Savara's Ice Cream Social. I'm not sure what time that starts, if that's going to start at 6 or 7. Maybe somebody will bring that up tomorrow on the net. Have a good week, everybody. Back to you, Rick, KC8VOA and ADRL. Oh, and congratulations on getting the new RV, 73.
Okay, thank you, Dave. And I'm looking forward to seeing you there Friday night and having a bowl of ice cream with you. And hopefully anybody else that's in the area here that's listening in would come out to the airport there and join us there Friday night. We'll go to WADW. Dave, go ahead and pick it up. KC8BOA.
Okay, real good there, Rick. KC8BOA, WADW. Not a whole lot more. Yeah, the sail of the boat sort of it's like getting rid of a family member. We've had that boat for about 38 years, so it's just got the point that too much work, and actually not too much work on the boat itself, put too much work to sail, so we decided that we had to get rid of that. So it's a challenge anyway. Anyway, that's about all I got to say. 73 is good luck on your camper there, Rick, and maybe we'll catch you someplace. 73 is all. KCVOA, WADW.
KADAC.
Yeah, you're going from a water vehicle to a tow behind land yacht. That's quite a change there. Anybody else wishing to join to the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net, please call now, KCBOA.
November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob and Frank and Luth. Good evening.
Good evening, Bob. Got two in front of you yet, and we're on our 73 round. So next, we'll go to TD8PAZ with KF8DLX on standby. KC8VOA. Go ahead and pick it up, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Rick. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening there to Bob. There, good to hear him in there tonight. Yeah, not much going on. Thanks, everybody, for the condolences. And she's been sick for quite a while and she ended up having a heart attack about 3 months ago, and they put in a pacemaker, and the doctor told her it might be a month, 2 months, 3 months, and I think it's been about 3 months, so... And then she went into septic shock, so anyway, she never recovered from that. She was 76, a year older than me. So anyway, this is KD8BAZ back to KC8VOA.
Well, thank you, Minnie, and definitely sorry for your losses there. My condolences there. We'll go to KF8BLX. Rick, go ahead and pick it up with NAKPR on standby.
KF8BLX. Yeah, condolences and loss to your sister there. And the only other thing I can think of is good luck with the camper. They say it makes life so much easier than camping with a tent. I think it's about equal, to tell you the truth. Once everything is all said and done. There's differences, but still about the same amount of work. That'll say 73 to everybody. Have a great week. And we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Well, thank you there, Rick. NAKPR, Bob, go ahead and pick it up. KCBOA.
Yeah, thanks for picking me up, my last guest. We've been, my daughter and granddaughter, we were camping last weekend with them, and then we had a wedding in Tawas, went to that, and then they stayed with us all week because, and my other daughter that lives in St. Louis, Missouri, she come in during the middle of last week and stayed with us for a while. Then we had a family reunion yesterday at the Bay City State Park. We rented one of the pavilions, or reserved it. And that was pretty good. Long day, but it was fun getting with all the families. And then my daughter and granddaughter from Cleveland, they left about 2 o'clock this afternoon. And my daughter lives in St. Louis, Missouri. She just left here about 7:15, and she's heading for New Buffalo, Michigan, where she's got some friends that she used to live there and used to teach there. So she's got some friends there. She's going to stay overnight with them and then head on to St. Louis from there. It's about 6 hours from there. So got that all done. And both the girls got new cars. And so Dad had to wash them and wax them and clean them out. Well, they helped me. They helped me do it. But whenever they visit, it seems like I got to do that for them. At least once a year, wax it for them. So we got that all done, and they're all headed on their way back home. Well, the one daughter just got back to Cleveland. She texted us, so that she ended up safe there. She said she had a hard time from Frankmuth to the took her an hour to get from here to the 75-23 split. She should have went around it, but we didn't know how bad it was. But anyways, hope everybody had a great weekend, and better tomorrow. And thanks for doing that. Back to Net Control. This is NAKPR.
Well, thank you there, Bob. Do we have any other stations we'd like to check in? Please call now, KCBOA.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.